I have had the privilege of going to Brussels to meet Michel Barnier's team, discussing the impact it would have for a business like ours. I've also been to Downing Street twice. I've met Theresa May and I've met Boris Johnson, and I got an opportunity to, you know, see Boris and talk to him face to face and tell him we need a deal. The biggest concern we would have had is a no deal situation where there'd be tariffs and duties on our products. We have a very intricate supply chain where we, you know, bring the yarn in from the Far East up through the and through the port of Dublin, up to Inchicoil, into Strabane, where we knit the fabric and we send it to Dublin on a daily basis. After it's dyed in Dublin, then it comes back to Strabane again for cutting or printing, and some of the garments go back to Dublin to get made as well. And then it has to be warehoused and distributed, and it could go north, south, or east or west. So we were major worries about the fact that if there was a no deal and we had to pay tariffs and duties, because our goods can cross the border up to 8 times. And if we had to pay 9% duty, it would just remain as the whole thing unsustainable. But, you know, I'm very, very optimistic now that it's going the right way. And I believe, firmly believe, that where we are, where we're situated, you know, we have the best of both worlds, where we'll have frictionless trade north, south, and east and west. And that was one of the things that we were trying to promote, the Northwest, when we were out in Boston and Philadelphia over the past week, with the support of the two councils.